Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Get your Bible, hold it up. We got a revival of the Bible at Church on the Rock. And so hold up your Bible, sit right there where you're at. You know, your confession is important. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert, my heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and give the Lord a good praise right there where you're at. Amen. Well, I'm really excited about the Word tonight. I'm excited about the subject we're going to talk about, and that is the praise cure. The praise cure. I'm excited about it. You know, the praise cure will cure what ails you. It'll cure what ails you. The praise cure, I'm going to make some statements, and then we're going to go to the Word of God, and then I'm going to give you 5 takeaways. But if you need a miracle, you're in the right place tonight. If you need a healing, if you need a breakthrough, if you need to release God so He can work your situation together for your good, if you need to trigger and get into motion God's supernatural power, then that's what we're going to talk about tonight, the praise cure. What is the praise cure? Well, let's define it. The praise cure is when you and I take time every day and think about what God has done for you in the past. When you think about what God has done for you in the past, and then you think about what God is planning for you in your future, and then you focus on what God is doing right now. I think of that scripture, let God arise and your enemies be scattered. When you begin to think about the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the loving kindness of God, how that God is for you tonight, that God wants everything to work together for your life, that God's will for your life is an abundant life, a victorious life, an overcoming life. When you begin to think on that, you begin to praise Him. You begin to release the praise cure, the praise cure. I love it. Say it with me right there where you're at, the praise cure. So we're going to look at some statements tonight. We're going to look at some scriptures. We'll give you 5 takeaways on how to activate the praise cure. You know, a few years ago, I had a problem in my body physically. I went to the doctor, and he basically, he was a great doctor, great guy. He loved the Lord, born again, spirit-filled. But he said, Pastor, we've done everything we can do. You can have surgery, but I don't think it really helped you. You might just have to live with it, you know, the rest of your life. And you know what? What does the Word say? But God. And so we believed God. And you know what? When medicine won't work, the praise cure will. When doctors can't fix you, the praise cure will. When the lawyer can't put it back together for you, the praise cure will. When you can't work it out, when you can't see your way through or out, the praise cure will make a way for you that you have never even thought about or dreamed about before. God's got a way to deliver you tonight and whatever you're going through that hasn't even entered your mind. God's a mighty, awesome, big, wonderful God. So let's go to the screen, and we're going to talk about the praise cure. It works when nothing else will. It works when nothing else will, like the screen. There we go. All right, so Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. And again, he says, my trust and assured reliance and confident hope shall be fixed on God. You know, praise takes your focus off negativity onto God. Praise takes your mind off of negative thoughts onto God thoughts. It shifts, it refocuses. Get your eyes off your problems and get your eyes on God. Praise will do that. Praise cure. It's the cure for a negative attitude. Praise is the cure for doubt and unbelief. Praise is the cure for fear and anxiety. So, and again, he says, my trust and my assured reliance and confident hope shall be fixed in him. And yet again, here I am and the children of whom God has given to me. Praise is the voice of faith. Praise is the voice of faith. Faith is released one way through praise. Faith is released one way through praise. Praise is the voice of faith. If I'm believing God, even though I can't see it, and I begin to praise him, I'm releasing my faith. I'm believing God, even though I can't feel it, even though I can't see it, but yet I'm thanking him for it. That praise is the voice of faith. All right? So important we understand that. Praise, cure, works when medicine won't. Praise your way to victory. You really can. When you don't know what to do, praise him for his goodness, for his greatness, for what he's done, for what he's planning. That praise will cause you to press through. That praise will cause you to go to the next stage, the next step. When you feel like giving up and quitting, don't. Offer up the sacrifice of praise. Praise keeps you focused on God in the battle. Oh, I like that. Praise keeps you focused on God in the battle. I like that. Praise can be heard. It's so important. Somebody says, well, I'll praise him, you know, in my own way, just silently. If it's real praise, it can be heard. Because what's in your heart has to come out your mouth. It just has to come out your mouth. If we're grateful, we're thankful, we're appreciative, if we're rejoicing, if we're full of that, then it's going to be expressed out of our mouth. Praise can be heard. Psalm 66 and verse 8. Psalm 66 and verse 8. Bless our God, O ye people. Give him grateful thanks. And watch this. Make the voice of his praise be heard. If it's real praise, you'll voice it. If it's real praise, it will be heard. Not hidden, not ashamed of, but it will be heard. Bless our God, O you people. Give him grateful thanks and make the voice of his praise be heard. Then we have Psalm 66 and verse 17. I cried aloud to him. He was exalted and high praise. The high praises of God was on or under my tongue. The praise cure. Real praise can be heard. It's so important. Real praise is the voice of faith. Now, I want to give you two passages of scripture tonight. One is where you're going to see a miracle. Praise will bring you a miracle. Now, a miracle is something that happens instantly. Then we're going to go to another passage of scripture where it's a healing. And praise brought the healing. But a healing is gradual over a period of time in stages. There's a difference between a miracle and a healing. But praise is the cure if you need a miracle tonight. Praise is the cure if you need healing tonight. So let's look at it. Luke 5, verse 12. It came to pass when he was in a certain city, Jesus, behold, a man full of leprosy who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if it be your will, make me clean. Notice that the leper here, he knew that he could, but he didn't know if he would. He knew God had the power, but he didn't know if it was God's will. Something very important here. Faith can't be released until you know the will of God. Faith is released at the will of God. Until I know for certain it's God's will, I can't really be in faith. It's so important we know it's God's will to give you a miracle tonight and to give you a healing tonight. Something instantly or something gradually, how you get it, how it comes, is through praise. Praise is the cure for doubt, unbelief, fear, anxiety, wavering, confusion, wandering mind. Praise is the cure when medicine won't work and doctors can't help and the lawyer can't solve it. Praise, cure, will work. Oh, I like that. I like that. All right, next verse, verse 13. And he put forth his hand, the laying on of hands, Jesus, and touched him, saying, Jesus touched a leper. You weren't supposed to do that in that society. And he put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will. It's my will. It's my will. See, a lot of people know God can. They're just not certain God will. It's important. Faith begins where the will of God is known. It's God's will for you to be healed tonight. It's God's will for you to be restored tonight. It's God's will for you to have clarity tonight. It's God's will for you to be an overcomer tonight, be victorious tonight. It's God's will for you to have hope tonight and victory tonight. Oh, yeah. And he put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And look at this. And immediately. Can you say that word with me, all the hosts and the watch party leaders and the small group leaders, mom and dad, you're leading your family. Say the word immediately. Say it again, immediately. Notice immediately. What is the miracle? Something that happens immediately. Can God do some immediatelys? Evidently he can, because it's recorded in the Bible that he did. I know in my life he has. I know in many of you, your life, he has. A miracle is different than a healing. A miracle is something happens immediately, not over time. A healing is something that happens gradually. And now let's go to Luke 17, verse 12, and we're going to see a healing, and it's gradual. Praise is the cure. It's the answer for a miracle or for a healing. Look what the Bible says in Luke 17, 12. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, you're about to see a group healing. I love this, a group healing. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. Now notice, these 10 guys are lepers. They shouldn't even be out in public. They've been hiding. Jesus is telling them, don't hide any longer. Step out in faith and go show. It took faith for them to obey God's word. It took faith for them to take action and rise above public opinion and the culture of that day. So here we're going to see a group miracle. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but we've had it happen in our services here down through the years where you'd pray or just point your hand out towards a group of people and several would be slain or fall in the spirit at the same time and all get up healed. Or you just spoke a word into a section and you had a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and several people in one section got healed at the same time. Here we have, that's Bible. Here we have a group healing of 10 lepers. Now, notice they had one thing in common. They were all hopeless. Society, medicine, doctors, friends, family couldn't help them. They were in a hopeless situation. Maybe tonight you're in a hopeless situation. Well, the answer for that is God. The answer for that is begin to put your trust in him. Watch this. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show, go show. Don't sit and feel sorry for yourself. Don't sit in doubt, but act on what I'm saying. Go show. I know as lepers, you're supposed to be hiding in seclusion, not in public. It's against the culture, but I want you to go show the priest, because the priest would inspect them and certify, be like a doctor today, saying they had a clean bill of health. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass. I love that. It came to pass. Notice, didn't happen immediately. It happened gradually. So many times in services down through the years, I've prayed for people, and in the natural, nothing happened outwardly, visibly, right there. But then on their way home, they received the manifestation. Or even two or three or four days later, they received their manifestation. Well, what was that? A healing. Some, even weeks later, down through the years, it's been over 40. down through the years, I've had people even say, you know, a month later, 2 months later, I remember, Pastor, in that service, you had a word, you laid hands on it, and you know what? I claimed it. And now 3 months later, I got the manifestation. Well, what was that? It wasn't a miracle, but it was a healing. And when he saw them, he said unto them, the lepers, they were all hopeless. The society that the best of the best couldn't help them. But when medicine and doctors and lawyers and judges and counselors can't help us, the praise cure can. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. Let them check you out. And it came to pass as they went. I love that. As they went. What is faith? It's act like you got it when you don't got it, so you'll get it. As they went. It took faith for them to go to the priest. It took faith for them to go show. Yeah? And as they went. Didn't happen immediately, but as they went, they received their healing. I love that. Notice, as they went, they were healed. A group miracle, 10 men, all had one thing in common, hopeless, that the world couldn't help them, but God could. Maybe tonight you've been told there's no help for you. I want you to know God can. When the world can't, God can. And one of them, 1 out of 10, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, oh, I like this, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified or praised and gave God the glory. Isn't that powerful? He fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, that's praise, and he was a Samaritan. He was of a other race, Jesus, a Jew, he a Samaritan, right? But isn't it amazing, the mercy, the love, the kindness, the grace of God? I tell you, it's awesome when you think about what happened here. 10 men were given no hope, but when they met Christ, they found hope. And he spoke to them a word. Notice he didn't lay hands on them. He spoke a word. So he sent the word and healed them. In the previous story, he laid hands. But in this one, he just spoke the word. You can speak. There's power in the word, isn't there? He just declared, just confessed, just spoke the word. And what happened? They went to the priest and they were cleansed. But then one came back and gave him the glory, gave him the praise. We call it the praise cure. And there's a difference of being cleansed and being healed, it said in the King James. One translation says made whole. Now think about it. There's a distinction. There's a difference. It is that the 9 were cleansed of leprosy. But as many of you know, one time I saw lepers at one time when I was overseas on a missions trip. And I saw these lepers in the Philippines when I was over there. I'd never seen a leper before. It's terrible. And what does leprosy do? It eats away fingers, hands, toes. And so 9 of them, they were cleansed, but the one who came back and praised the Lord was made whole. What does that mean? You check it out. And the original, that if he had lost anything, it grew back. It was restored. If he had no fingers, he had brand new fingers. If he had no toes, he had brand new toes. If there's parts of his body that had been decayed through leprosy, it was restored totally. He wasn't just cleansed like the other 9. He was made whole and totally healed. Notice what the praise cure can do. It'll cure what ails you. The praise cure will work when medicine, doctors, lawyers, judges, counselors, when it doesn't work, the praise cure can work. When we're told it's hopeless, it's over, their best days are behind you, give up, quit. We don't have to do that. We don't have to listen to that. We need to begin to praise God for who he is, what he's done in your life, what he's planning in your life, and that's how you release this medicine, this serum, this vaccine. You release it through praising him for his goodness. It's called the praise cure. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, I want to give you some takeaways tonight that you can act upon, but Jesus will finish this passage. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? It was a group healing. I spoke the word, and then I said, act on the word, go show. And there were 10, right? Yeah, but only one came back. Oh, my goodness, only one came back. there are not found that return to give you glory to God save this stranger. Only one came back to give God the glory. Watch this now. And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith, praise, is the voice of faith. As long as we're praising him, we're in faith. As long as we're praising him, we're in faith. He said unto him, arise, go your way. Watch this. Your faith has made you not cleansed, not just healed, but whole. Completely whole. Restoration. I say, you and I need to believe God for whatever was taken from you during COVID be restored back to you. One of the things that will bring restoration is praising God when you don't feel like it, praising God when you have symptoms in your body, praising God when your circumstances contradict what God's word says you can have. Because praise is the ultimate voice of faith. As long as I'm praising God, hallelujah, glory to God, you are in faith. And your faith will make you whole and restore everything back to you, your joy, your hope, your health, your energy, your family, your business, your career, your destiny. Praise is the praise cure. It'll do it. All right? So I love that passage. You might want to take time and go back over and study that, but let me give you some takeaways tonight. Praise is, number one, based on the promises of God. So when we're praising God, we're finding a promise that covers our problem, and we begin to praise God for his promises. You begin to look at the promises of God that pertain to your health, your finances, your marriage, your children, your parenting, your job, career, business. And you begin to praise God based on what God has said. You begin to praise God. This is how you activate the praise cure. You release this medicine, so to speak, this vaccine, so to speak, the praise cure. It'll cure what ails you. Number two, it's always looking back at what God has done in your life. Praise is based on God's promises. God, you said it. That settles it. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to speak it until I see it. And then number two, praise, you activate the praise cure. You release the serum, the vaccine, so to speak, by looking back at what God has done in your life. I look back in the 37 years of the life of our ministry at Church on the Rock. I look back and see what God has done. It blows me away. I look back on this last year during COVID and what God has done for you and for me and for our ministry and our families. It blows me away. How do you activate the praise cure? How do you take it? How do you release it? Well, you look at the promises of God and you claim them. Number two, you look back at what God has done in your life and you thank him, all right? These are some ways to activate, to put into practice what we're hearing. Number three, praise, the praise cure, is looking forward with great expectations. You release the praise cure by looking forward to great expectations. You all heard it. Something good is going to happen to you today. Our confession, our church here, our paraphrase, one of them is, this will be the best year and the most productive year of our life. You might want to say that right now. This will be the best year and the most productive year of my life. You're looking forward to great expectations. I'm believing God for this Easter with your help and your partnership to be the greatest Easter we've ever had at Church on the Rock. Why don't we believe for the most souls? Why don't we believe for the most lives? Why don't we believe for the most people to come to Christ that we've ever seen before? Now, I can't do it by myself, and the team can't do it by themselves. We need you to partner with us to make this the greatest and the best Easter in the history of our church. But praise cure, it's released by looking and focusing and feeding on the promises of God. By looking back, number two, at all the good things God has done for you. And number three, by looking forward with great expectations. I think we call that hope. Number four, the praise cure is always putting your trust in God. It's always Not putting your trust in man. Man has failed me. Life has failed me. Projects have failed me. But God has never failed me. Our culture has failed me. Different trades within our culture, medicine, doctors, different people you would go to, I'd go to down through these years for counsel and for advice, maybe elders, maybe mentors, maybe life coaches, and I would ask them for counsel, lawyers and purchasing things, negotiations and doing deals for the ministry, other ministers, but you know, they may have all at one time or another failed me. So I've learned not to put my trust in man. Love men, but don't put your trust in men as your source. Put your trust in God as your source. Someone said, trust God and don't be afraid. Trust God and don't be afraid. I like that. Trust God. Praise. When I'm praising God, I'm saying my trust is in God. My trust is in Him. Now, I love men. I love people. You and I love people. We minister to people. But our soul trust can't be in people because, including myself, we're flesh. We're human. So when we're praising God, how do we release that? By putting our trust in God and don't be afraid. I like that. Number five, the praise cure releases God's rest in our life. Once we put our trust in God, if our trust is really in God, then we'll rest in God, knowing that God, praise puts God to work. Praise puts God to work. That's why it's the cure. Praise lets God put your life all together tonight. Praise does that. That's why it's the cure for your life, for your brokenness, for your heartache, for your bruises, for your scars, for your torment, for your habits, for your hang-ups, for your past, for wrong decisions. Praise is the cure. Because when we praise the Lord, what happens? It releases a rest in God. By praising God, we're trusting God. If we're trusting God, we're resting in God. Five ways to activate the praise cure and make a difference in our life. Bring a healing or bring a miracle or whatever you might need tonight. Praise is the cure for you. Amen. If you got something, just give God the praise there tonight. Thank Him for His word. Thank Him for revelation, because revelation will birth revelation. And then I just want to challenge you to begin to do these five things every day for the next 21 days. Do these five things every day. Every day begin to praise God. Even when you don't feel like it, praise God. When your body has symptoms, praise God. When the bills are mounting up and there's no money in the bank, praise God. When your circumstances contradict what God's promised you, just begin to praise Him. Keep praising Him. The sacrifice of praise from the rising of the sun to the going down the same. And watch God go to work. Turn it around. Give you a breakthrough. Make a difference in Jesus' name. I want to give an opportunity. I want to give an opportunity right now for everyone watching or listening to find and know God. If you don't know God, I want to lead you to God tonight, a God who's for you and a God who has a future and a purpose for your life. Life may have failed you, but God won't. People may have failed you. I don't know why I keep going back to that. There must be somebody dealing with that tonight. People, circumstances, culture, friends, institutions may have failed you, but God won't. You say, Pastor, I want to know God. I want a relationship. I don't want a ritual. I want a relationship with God. I want to know God. I want His love and His peace and His acceptance. I want His presence in my life. I want Him. Or, Pastor, I'm a prodigal and I'm ready to come home. Now is the time for me to come back to God. Pray for me. We're going to pray this prayer, and all of us pray together. Small group host, lead them. Watch party leader, lead them. Mom, dad, single parent, lead your family. Let's all pray this together right now. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me, and that He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.